WHO cries poor as it faces existential crisis after U.S. funding cuts. By Simon Kent on May 19, 2025. The World Health Organization, WHO, began its annual nine-day meeting Monday on the shores of Lake Geneva, Switzerland, with upwards of 8,000 attendees flying in for the event from all around the world. The elites gathered as the United Nations subsidiary began crying poor and publicly doubting its ability to ever again meet crises like the coronavirus epidemic after U.S. funding cuts struck at the heart of its finances. AP reports Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus has been grappling with a response to the U.S. cuts as well as reduced outlays from other traditional Western donors who are favoring defense over humanitarian aid. President Donald Trump confirmed the U.S. was exiting the agency on the first day of his return to office in January. Matthew Kavanaugh, the director of Georgetown University's Center for Global Health Policy and Politics, said other countries have used the U.S. disruption, the cut in aid, as cover to do their maneuvering, with many countries in Europe reducing aid. The WHO faces an existential crisis that goes well beyond a budget gap to the question of whether this sort of multilateralism can succeed in addressing global health in this new era of nationalism and misinformation, he said, the AP reported. It is also grappling with countries questioning the WHO and the efficacy of its response to the coronavirus pandemic. In the run-up to the assembly, WHO has been cutting costs. Its management has presented a budget for the next 2 years of just under $4.3 billion, which is 22% less than originally planned, largely in response to Western funding cuts, the AP report notes. A former Ethiopian health and foreign minister, Tedros announced a shakeup of top management that included the exit of key advisor Dr. Michael Ryan from the job as emergencies chief. As Breitbart News reported, as the coronavirus pandemic first began picking up speed in 2020, Ryan indicated during a press conference that individuals infected with the Chinese virus should be removed from their homes and families to prevent further spread of the deadly disease. He spoke in the wake of WHO backing China's claim of no clear evidence of human-to-human transmission of the Chinese coronavirus. Subsequent events proved otherwise. Tedros previously mourned the loss of U.S. funds and other assistance have left the WHO with a salary gap of more than $500 million. WHO is confident it has commitments for 60% of funds for the next two-year budget cycle, but it faces a budget gap of $1.7 billion. The Associated Press contributed to this report. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.